Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
But their bill isn't voter ID, number one. It is about voter registration. It makes it, it allows ICE to kick tens of millions of people off the rolls, and they don't tell them until election day, and you show up and you say, you're not registered anymore. You're not registered here. You're not on the rolls.
So, tens of billions? Tens of billions of people kicked off the voter rolls.
Just for the record, there isn't even that many people in the world. Just FYI.
I mean, our latest consensus is we're estimating that it's about, the U.S. Census Bureau population clock says it's 343.1 million residents by January 20th, 2026. How many did he say again?
Tens of billions.
Well, damn, I guess if you consider every Tom, Dick, and Harry who comes over via dinghy or across the Rio, then yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, if you're considering everybody else in the world, good night. That's insane. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. Tens of billions of people, Kane.
He got a little carried away with his fear mongering.
Did he?
That's all.
I mean, did he, though? I don't know.
A little carried away.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. So the SAVE Act. There's a lot of people talking about, you know, well, the SAVE Act is very important. I don't know why this is a fight. Why is this a fight? This is so stupid. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. SAVE Act. So we are, the purpose of it is to amend the, the National Voter Registration Act. And that was from 1993, I think. Let me double check. Yeah. The national, and so that's what this is. Yeah, 1993. So, I remember. So anyway, it's requiring, you know, documentation proving that you are a citizen of the country in which you were voting, the United States. That's it. That's what this is. Not difficult to pass, but this is what the problem that we're having. And of course, you know, you have this issue of all of the people telling you, like, for instance, the left going, oh my gosh, women won't be able to vote because they're too stupid. You believe they're so stupid. They're not going to know how to, this is so dumb. This is the equivalent of showing a woman a car and only showing her the lighted mirror and cup holders. That's exactly what this is. These people are so damn dumb. But you need to be able to show proof to vote. End of. Trump told the Senate he's not signing another damn thing until this is passed. I really, you know how he said that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly like he said.
Probably a little more. I heard that. Because I was pinging a couple lawmakers and I'm like, so what's it looking like? And one of them goes, well, I don't want to name names because it's on background and I want these people talking to me. So it's nothing bad, but they're like, yeah, well, POTUS pretty much told people to go to hell until they pass this. I'm like, oh, so then I see the headline. Trump tells Senate GOP he's not signing. You know what he said and how he said it. He probably told them to go do something unflattering to their own faces. That's probably what he did. You know it. I mean, it's just crazy. So he says, no, I'm not going to quote sign any other bills until this is passed, caps lock, and not the watered down version. Now, I'm trying to understand John Thune on this. Because this is about the filibuster and everybody's trying to get him to use the talking filibuster to get it passed. And he seems, because he says he supports it. And I don't know why there is this insane, I don't want to say hesitation, but this, I guess, obstinance is the best way to put it. I am trying to understand the obstinance here, and it's a little difficult to understand. Now, I know this is also playing into the Texas Senate race between Cornyn and Paxton, because there's a lot of pressure on Cornyn, because Cornyn and Thune are close. There's a lot of pressure on them over that. But it's a very interesting, there's a lot of things in play here. There's pressure in that race because, you know, people are wanting Paxton. It looks like DC is landing on the side of getting Paxton out. And he's saying that, well, if Cornyn, you know, if they can get this done and drop all pretense and support the SAVE Act, then, you know, I'll do it. But I think it's a little bit more than that. I think I don't know how limited some of them are in their parliamentary maneuvers, but I don't know. Cornyn wrote that process matters, but outcomes matter more. He said Democrats already undermined the Senate's traditional 60-vote threshold because they tried to previously eliminate the filibuster. And he goes, that's why we have to change. We should consider rule changes if necessary to advance it. So it's... I don't know. I see what he's saying, but I don't agree with it. This is incredibly important to get this done ahead of midterms. I understand that upholding the integrity of how things are done, if that makes sense, is important. But does it matter if you lose everything in midterms? Because then that structure is gone already. Does that make sense? That's kind of like what the crux of this argument is it not? That's been Trump's argument, is that none of this integrity of the parliamentary structure within the Senate matters if we lose everything in midterms. Because what is the first thing Democrats are going to do? They're going to deuce all over that into the structure and the integrity. They're going to go all over it. What are you talking about?
More than they already
do. Yeah. So... you're kind of like gambling with a known and a known, really. I mean, I was going to say unknown, but you can't really say that. You can't. Now, one of the things I will say, and it was over at Real Clear Politics, where there was an argument, and I appreciate smart arguments, by the way. I don't believe anything blindly. I get the smart argument about it. But over at Real Clear Politics, there was a very kind of explaining some of this, just to give you perspective. They were talking about the filibuster with us, right? And how the filibuster actually lessens the Senate's power. It's Frank Miley from Real Clear Politics who says the best argument against eliminating the filibuster is also proof positive that the filibuster is an extra constitutional invention that weakens the experiment in self-government that our nation's founders intended. He says, I admit that I was pushed off kilter for a minute when one reader warned about D.C. statehood and the prospect, for instance, of two Marxist senators. Sure enough, they admission a new states, blah, blah, blah. He goes, but that's the system the Constitution deliberately established, and for more than two centuries, it has not destroyed the republic. He says the Constitution already requires bicameral approval and presidential assent. This is a substantial political hurdle in its own right, etc. Gets into all of this. And he's talking about the filibuster and how you can actually shoot yourself in the foot over it. I get it. But I also feel that what does it matter if you lose everything in midterms? What do you guys think is going to happen if Democrats take over Congress in midterms? You know the first thing that they're going to do? They're going to eliminate the filibuster, and they're going to impeach Trump, and they're going to tie his hands so that not a damn else thing can be done. This is what I worry about. And I'm telling you, here's the setup. The moves that Trump has made with regards to Iran have not been out of character. It has not been out of his record of consistency. he has done everything possible to minimize loss of life and use of resource. And this is the one area, literally, I think this is actually his most, I think he's most consistent on this than he is the economy, if I'm being honest. I don't entirely agree with all of his tariff process. You guys know I am red hot against the Trump accounts. I think that he needs to lower taxes more, and they've got to cut spending. They've got to cut spending. They've got to cut spending. Republicans are not cutting any spending. But on this issue, he is, this is where he has been 100% consistent. He has been more consistent on this issue of not getting us entangled in all these foreign wars and starting off World War III and doing all this stuff. And he has been more consistent, not only in that, but in the way these smaller things have been prosecuted quick in, quick out, it's done, than anything else that he has in his record. So here's what I'm saying. If you have Democrats that take over midterms, this quick, nimble precision where we get rid of rules of engagement, our guys got to do what they got to do in order to achieve the objective, get in, exfil, that's going to, oh boy, they're going to tie his hands every which way. And then this is what's going to happen. You're going to have Democrats take control of Congress. You'll have Democrats take control of Senate. Trump is effectively lame ducked. The fight for 28 starts. The Republican Party starts to turn its view inward because they're all jockeying for power. They care more about that than anything else. Everything that we're doing over in the Middle East is going to now be hamstrung, which is exactly what the Chris Lom podcast stands want. Then you're going to see mission creep. Then you're not going to see follow through. And guess who's going to be blamed for it? Trump. They're going to say that he created a quagmire, and if any, and then because they're going to make it to where he cannot successfully prosecute it the way that he has done with everything else, they're going to drag it out, they're going to blame him, and then in 28, the GOP will lose everything. That's the setup. So, I go back to my question. Is that worth the risk? I am open to being persuaded otherwise. I'm not a zealot. But that's where I'm coming down at. Is that worth the risk? That is what is being risked. You got to risk it for the biscuit. Sure. Now, I'm all about breaking all the china in the damn shop and then, you know, apologizing maybe later. We have to really, this is where you have to be very, very logically Machiavellian. What gets you what you want faster? And then how do you make it to where they can't do it to you after you retain power? Oh, I will absolutely bend a rule to benefit myself. If I'm a politician, oh, hell yes. I will bend all the rules over a barrel and then I will make it to where my opponents cannot do the same. That's how we should be looking at this. Now, if they have to threaten Senate races, I'm actually okay with that. Because I've seen some Republicans say, can you believe that they're threatening to not endorse in Senate races? Oh my gosh, we're going to lose. You're going to lose if you do this. If you keep jacking around. We're going to talk a little bit more of the effect that this is going to have, including those airport wait times. Oh my gosh. We got caught up in that shutdown in Chicago. I was supposed to go to when I was in Chicago last for a down and back, and I almost got stuck there for 2 days. It was horrible. Couldn't get out because of the shutdown, because everything was crazy. That's what everybody's dealing with now, and they're going to try to stretch that out. Democrats would stretch this out till midterms probably if they could. But you don't hear anybody in Podcastistan talking about this because they're all miserable. Folks help bring the program. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative cell phone service. Christian conservative cell phone service on the market. Prioritize premium access on all three major U.S. networks. You get fast speeds, dependable nationwide coverage, and 100% U.S.-based support. You get unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, everything you want from top carriers. And you get seamless activation in minutes. Your switch directly funds causes that you support through their proven stream of giving. And we've talked about some of that before, school board races and all of that. Because the left is super well-funded and super organized, and they have all of these other big cell phone packs backing them. But see, with Patriot Mobile, not only are you protecting how you vote, but you're also just getting better service. It's just better. They have a whole 100% U.S.-based support team that can get you switched over literally in minutes. So make the switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana for a free month of service. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free how to choose the right infrared grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
On eBay, every find has a story. Like if you're looking for a vintage band tee. Not just a tee, the band tee. From the last show your favorite band ever played. You wore it everywhere. Then, your BFF started wearing it. Which is cute, until they unfriended you and took it with them. Which was not so cute. Anyway, now you're on eBay. And there it is. Same tee from the same tour. Still living in your memory, rent-free forever. See? The things you love have a way of finding their way back to you. But eBay isn't just for getting whatever your ex-BFF stole back. It's also for that rare championship foul ball you caught, then heroically gave to the kid next to you. And where else are you going to find your first car? The one you wish you never sold, but now you finally get the chance to take back home. For good this time. Shop eBay for millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently, Buc-ee's got slammed with an F rating after a bunch of complaints. And I think that these people are probably communists that are infiltrating and trying to ruin a gem of Texas. It is, I mean, because Buc-ee's is amazing. They said that, well, there are, we had complaints that we filed, and they said that they got a failing grade because they had 90 complaints filed against a business, the business. And they said there's never enough parking. I don't know who doesn't. Where do they not have enough parking? They said the food is bland at best. You people are stupid. What were you going to? You're not going. That's not Buc-ee's. Oh, my gosh. I get very protective of the Buc-ee's. They have a whole beef jerky section. Who doesn't? My gosh, just leave Buc-ee's alone. It's like Waffle House, right? Somebody said, oh, I want to. So there was a thing on social media that was going viral where someone said, I'd love to go tell. Or no, I said something. They were talking smack about Waffle House, and Waffle House retweeted them and said, come and tell it to our faces. I'm like, yeah. Oh, boy. Social media stars in Dubai are praising the ruler who protects us in bizarre, identical TikToks. Oh, what? You mean more American influencers are doing the whole, like, oh, look, we're here, and they're doing the whole influencing on behalf. I'm so tired of this stuff. Nobody at all is transparent about any of this. YouTube is now the world's largest media company, and it is only getting bigger per MarketWatch. It's growing and growing. Their revenue topped Disney's media properties. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. They're expanding further, more and more. And they're also expanding, apparently, their deep fake detection tool. So you can't AI spoof like politicians and journalists. So interesting. The folks who will bring you the program, it's our friends over at Burnagun. Burnagun is a way to diversify your self-defense array. I told you guys a million times, I will giggity glockity clock. I have no problem in using lethal force to defend myself at all whatsoever. But I also realize that sometimes you're barred from carrying. I mean, think about this. College kids, for instance. You could have a 20-year-old college kid who has to walk to the parking garage. And in fact, in Colorado, when they were arguing over campus carry, this was an actual story. An actual CHL holder walking back to her car in the parking garage. She was attacked and brutally raped because she couldn't carry her firearm on campus. She had no other way to defend herself. But under 21, but can live alone. This Burnagun is something that's perfect for these situations. So It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And there's no recoil. So easy target acquisition. It's giving you a chance to get safe. It's actually deterring threats for you so you can get safe. And here's the thing. No background check. No waiting period. No fees, no nothing. You order it online, they send it to your door. And, you know, gun-free zone signs are irrelevant because it's not a gun. You can get your Byrna gun. It's very easy to get. You just go to Byrna.com/Dana, B-Y-R-N-A. And the one you need to look at is the CL, stands for Compact Launcher. Byrna.com/Dana, ready when you are.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire Infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
On eBay, every find has a story. Like if you're looking for a vintage band tee. Not just a tee, the band tee. From the last show your favorite band ever played. You wore it everywhere. Then, your BFF started glaring it. Which is cute. Until they unfriended you and took it with them. Which was not so cute. Anyway, now you're on eBay. And there it is. Same tee from the same tour. Still living in your memory, rent-free forever. See? The things you love have a way of finding their way back to you. But eBay isn't just for getting whatever your ex-BFF stole back. It's also for that rare championship foul ball you caught, then heroically gave to the kid next to you. And where else are you going to find your first car? The one you wish you never sold, but now you finally get the chance to take back home. For good this time. Shop eBay for millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Is Senator Thune listening to you when you say you want to pass the Save America Act? He says there aren't the votes to do it right now. What's your response?
Well, he's got to be a leader, you know? He's a leader. He's got to get them. It's the most popular bill I've ever seen put before Congress. And it's voter ID and it's voter. You have to be able to be a citizen to vote. You've got to, it's called citizenship. And we're also adding in no men playing in women's sports, no transgender mutilization of our children, and no mail-in ballots, fake mail-in ballots. We have none of that, except in the case of the military, etc. It is the Save America Act. It's the most popular bill I think I've ever put before Congress.
Well, and good for him for saying so. That's POTUS just a little bit ago. You can hear that chopper in the background. Yeah. And I always love the media. You have no idea what they're saying. You just hear. That's all you hear. Welcome back to the program. Top of the third hour. Dana Lash with you. We have the video, the simulcast, returning on Friday. Juan is out. And we have no one else running to do cameras. So we have no video until he's back on Friday. And he's we have no idea what he's doing. You know, he's probably working out extra. He's like the purest person. We don't know what to do with him. He's like so nice and so, he's like, we can talk about him because he's not here. He's from Puerto Rico and he's one of the most conservative people you'll ever meet in your life. And he's loud about it. It's funny. But he sits over in the corner and you can't even see him because he's behind all these monitors most of the time. We don't even know he's there. Super nice guy, but he'll be back on Friday. All right, so the unfolding of the fight on the SAVE Act, everything else. And of course, we have everything still kicking off with Iran. And I love the cardboard meme, by the way. I don't know if you've seen it. It was kind of funny. They had the, oh gosh, who is it? The son of Khamenei. Khamenei. But they think he's dead. Do you think he's dead or is he injured, Kane? He's now wait, is he the guy who had to, did he have those issues?
I think I did hear something about that.
Yeah. So he had to go to the hospital to get some treatment for the, I don't know how to put it. Nor does he. So, and apparently his own father, Hamina, did not like him. And he apparently, in his will that he, I didn't know he had one, but I heard this was reported and I read a couple pieces. He apparently did, like, had said, do not make this moron. He didn't use those words exactly, but he did say, we don't want this guy to be our, we don't want him, or my second son, we don't want him to take over. They don't want him to take over. They didn't want him to be there. So he wasn't. And there's some within, I guess, the remaining vestiges of the JV rec league of the regime that really don't like him. And so that's, you know, I don't know. That's so that nobody's seen him. When they basically did the confirmation ceremony, they just had a picture of him up there. He wasn't even there. Nobody knows. Nobody's even seen him. I mean, no, the AI videos don't count. The AI videos don't count. So I don't know. I mean, do you think he's dead? I just, if I'm not seeing him, you dead.
Yeah, I mean, we have to go by that right now.
They literally brought a picture. They had a cardboard cutout. That was not fake. I mean, from what I understand. No, well, that was the AI version. They had a photo of him, but then the AI version put him on a cardboard cutout. But they had, like, this big portrait of him that they had on this, like, giant easel, and that's what they brought out. And I don't know, man. I don't think that the dude's alive. I think he's been unalived. I don't think that he's out there anymore. I think he's, you know, in hell with 72 goats. That's what I'm thinking. But what's funny is that they said, well, he had a fractured foot during the initial bombardment, and he got a bruise around his left eye. He's wounded. Now, some intelligence sources are saying, well, he was lightly wounded. That's why he hasn't been seen in public. Dude, he just has a hurt foot and a black. I don't believe that. His own succession rally, he was not there. And he's been described as having the, quote, charisma of a boiled potato, end quote. I did not say that. Other people did. But that's how he's been described. He was a no-show at his own little succession rally. He's a Nepo baby mullah. Of all the types of Nepo babies to be, the mullah version is probably the most dangerous one. So he, oh, and here's the other thing. So apparently, I did not know that this was a big deal. So they had a portrait of his dad, Ali Khamenei. And his portrait, the Nepo baby mullah's portrait, was only half the size of his dad's. He didn't even get a full-size portrait. So they had it there, and then they had everybody around him, and they're like, oh, this is our leader. And then they handed people pictures of him, like these artistic renderings of him. It's so weird. So where is he? Is he hiding? I mean, his dad was literally vaporized into red mist. So where's he going to go? Where's Khamenei going to go? The Khamenei Jr., where's he at? Now, they said that even though he's completely unpopular and he has zero leadership qualities, the leaders of Iran's top two factions, Ali Larijani, who is the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, and the parliament speaker, Mohammed, very unique name over there, Galbaf, they're very, very happy for Khamenei Jr. to take over the reins. I wonder why. They want to sit this one out. They want Khamenei Jr. to be in the seat. Huh, I wonder why that is. Huh. They don't want to be Thanos'd themselves. I'm just curious. Now they say they think that he's irrelevant and like a short-term appointment that's not going to last long. Because every single time one of these dudes prayer dogs up, boom, they're out. So, and it's not, they keep saying America's threat. I mean, I think Israel already marked the dude. Trump said that we didn't mark the dude. Israel did it. And Israel's like, yeah, we did. I mean, considering the amount of Mossad they have over there, who's to say that this guy isn't surrounded by them? No one expected Mossad. They didn't. So he's the guy who had impotency issues. I don't know why I'm talking quietly all of a sudden. Like it's a, guys, come here. He had the impotency issues. He's the guy who did. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's very embarrassing for Khamenei Jr. Yeah. So that's where it stands. Trump told Axios, quote, Khamenei's son's a lightweight and he's not going to last long. That's what he said. Do you think that dude's afraid? Here's the thing. Someone was saying, well, get his wife and family and hold them captive until he doesn't care about that. You have to understand these people are motivated by an ideology. It's ideology first and only. Everything else is accessory. They don't care about any of that stuff. Brutes only recognize brutes, even the ones that have impotency issues with the personality of a boiled potato, as it was described. I didn't say this. Somebody else did. But I don't think it's going to go very far. They don't really, who else do they have? They're down to like their rec league, the second string of their rec league. That's where they're at right now with their regime. They have nothing. There's nothing they can do. You got the heart. There's not very many of them left. And Trump told Tehran prior, he's like, you can't pick a leader without getting approval. Well, of course, the remaining remnants of the Skeksis aren't going to ask Trump for approval on that. But still, I don't know. I just question, apparently Israeli intel says he's lightly injured, but we haven't seen him. I just think if he's got a hurt foot, wouldn't he be out there? Or is that not it doesn't seem like a tough injury, does it? I mean, you got a hurt foot.
Yeah, I don't believe that is the extent of the injury. I think the extent of the injuries are far worse than just a hurt foot.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is some people were saying that, oh, no, it's not just a hurt foot. And by the way, that was only one OSINT Israeli intel. Others were saying, no. He's actually at the Sina hospital in ICU. He's severely injured in the abdomen and legs, and he's on a ventilator, and he doesn't even know that his family's dead or that the war's broken out or he's become the next supreme leader. Someone said his last conscious moment was on the morning of February 28th. So they're like, oh, no, he got hit day one, man. That's what they're saying. I don't know. That's just what I'm told. And they said he had surgery from these doctors that have deep regime links. And the reason that the IRGC pushed through Khamenei Jr.'s quote-unquote election was they're trying to control what's left of the Skeksis behind the scenes, right? And there's apparently a lot of clerics that are mad. Because remember, like I said, this one's not popular. This is like the second son that Khamenei Sr. didn't even like. So this dude's grown up with daddy issues. He's an old, bitter mullah with daddy issues. Man, I hope he doesn't take it out on his goat too hard when he comes to consciousness. Poor goat. Save the goats. Someone think of the goats. So I don't know. I mean, all I know is this. That's all the speculation. Every single day that goes by without this guy being seen, I don't know. I mean, it makes you speculate. You know what I'm saying? I'm inclined to believe that it's more than a hurt foot. Because they realize, everybody uses populism. I can't say this enough. Populism is not a set of beliefs. It's been so erroneously used by people who don't understand politics. Populism is a tactic. It is a tactic on messaging. It is not a set of beliefs. So they use different populist tactics, the mullah regime. And one of those is you always got to put your supreme leader out there, right? If it's going to be a cult of personality, you got to see the personality. You see what I'm saying? You got to see the guy out there a lot. And they haven't. Apparently, all the remaining regime leaders, according to speculation, are aware that Khamenei Jr. is in his hospital bed, but they have a massive security lockdown of the hospital. But a lot of clerics don't like him. His own dad didn't even like him. So, I mean, heck, he might get murked from the inside. Who knows? But yeah, they brought out literally a little tiny frame with some flowers glued on it. One of these Skeksis' wives apparently had some craft time. She went to the Hobby Lobby, if they have one in Tehran, or the Hobby Lobby in Tehran, and got some flowers that they taped to the frame. And that's what they had, because he's I don't believe you. Look, a hurt foot's not going to keep you from this. It's not. So we'll see. But yeah, CNN was the one who was saying that he had a hurt foot. But all the other people are like, yeah, it sounds like lightly injured. I don't think so. And all the Tucker stooges are saying, oh, he's only lightly injured, which makes me totally not believe it. Because, you know, Tucker also said that he was arrested at an Israeli airport. And he had also said that we would lose Venezuela and also said that this would be disastrous for POTUS, and it hasn't been. So, you know, I don't believe the lightly, and Brix is saying he's lightly injured, so I believe this guy's probably on a respirator. Yeah, I'm going to believe that. Show pictures or it doesn't count. Show your receipts, Brix. So if all of these stooges are saying lightly injured, then you know it's a lie. This dude's on a ventilator. He's vented and tinted. You know that. So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability, and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most, that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
On eBay, every find has a story. Like if you're looking for a vintage band tee. Not just a tee, the band tee. From the last show your favorite band ever played. You wore it everywhere. Then, your BFF started wearing it. Which is cute, until they unfriended you and took it with them. Which was not so cute. Anyway, now you're on eBay. And there it is. Same tee from the same tour. Still living in your memory, rent-free forever. See? The things you love have a way of finding their way back to you. But eBay isn't just for getting whatever your ex-BFF stole back. It's also for that rare championship foul ball you caught, then heroically gave to the kid next to you. And where else are you going to find your first car? The one you wish you never sold, but now you finally get the chance to take back home. For good this time. Shop eBay for millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, I'm like looking at memes right now. Okay, so the Boston Garden Pot Shop is sued by the Boston Garden. Boston Garden Pot Shop was sued by the owner. They said that I guess it was a trademark dispute. So the owner of the Garden Arena in Boston is suing a Massachusetts pot dispensary over an alleged trademark violation. So it's Delaware North, which owns, you know, the home of the Boston Celtics and Bruins and all this stuff. They're going after the Boston Garden Dispensary. They're saying, no, it's confusing. Would you really go to the Boston Garden Dispensary in Cambridge and go, oh, I thought I was at the Garden?
Where are all the athletes?
Where are the games at? I'm looking for the basketball games. Where are they? All I see is pot. Do you think anybody's there? Nobody's doing that. Let's see. So apparently we're self... Oh, no, I want to go to the Switzerland horror bus blaze that left six people dead because a man set himself on fire. Chimney Christmas. They had to have police, fire crews, air ambulance, everything. Everybody's coming out here. Dang, this is... It was in Kurzers, Freiburg, Switzerland. And the local police confirmed it. They said a guy set himself on fire and then all hell broke loose, like quite literally. Only the charred shell of a postal bus remained. They've launched an investigation into the incident about the man who set himself on fire, and that's pretty much all we got. Now they want you to reduce your vacations to just a mini weekend getaway. What's a vacation? What is that? I don't even know what that is. The big appeal of the, you know what? Tiny holidays are lame, just like tiny everything. Yeah. Tiny is not better. It's not better. Fun size, not fun at all. True. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. Medicare seems just dumb confusing, right? So many people are overwhelmed when they go and they're looking at different plans and they're told just, you know what? Just trust the system, right? Doesn't matter. Just go to this government website or talk to this rando insurance agent. And then they find out later that their plan doesn't actually cover what they need. So this is where Chapter comes in. They exist to cut through the confusion. Instead of selling you on like one or two companies, they're the only advisor that actually compares every Medicare plan nationwide to find what actually fits your doctors, your prescriptions, and your budget. So they're an honest translator for Medicare. They explain all of your options in plain English, and they help you avoid plans that are great for insurance companies but terrible for you. They don't do anything for you. They don't save you any money. And it's free and fast to talk to Chapter. In fact, under 20 minutes, they can review your current coverage, walk you through choices if you're about to enroll, so you know what you're picking and why. And it doesn't matter whether you're already on Medicare or not, or getting close. They'll answer your questions, explain enrollment, help you feel confident instead of feeling overwhelmed. So take control of your Medicare. Very easy. You dial #250 on your phone and you say Medicare plan. That's it. #250. And then say Medicare plan to get your options reviewed with Chapter. That's #250. Say the words Medicare plan.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
On eBay, every find has a story. Like if you're looking for a vintage band tee. Not just a tee, the band tee. From the last show your favorite band ever played. You wore it everywhere. Then, your BFF started wearing it. Which is cute, until they unfriended you and took it with them. Which was not so cute. Anyway, now you're on eBay. And there it is. Same tee from the same tour. Still living in your memory, rent-free forever. See? The things you love have a way of finding their way back to you. But eBay isn't just for getting whatever your ex-BFF stole back. It's also for that rare championship foul ball you caught, then heroically gave to the kid next to you. And where else are you going to find your first car? The one you wish you never sold, but now you finally get the chance to take back home. For good this time. Shop eBay for millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh boy, Orange County, Florida. Florida woman was arrested over the weekend after she left her baby alone at a bar in Universal City Walk. Well, not a baby, it was a 12-year-old, but still. Deputies were called to the CW Shoreline Bar about 10:30 p.m. on Saturday after the 12-year-old was found by herself. The little girl was visibly upset, crying, and sitting alone on a bar stool by the bar. She told deputies that her mother, 33-year-old Amanda Thorpe, had taken her to the bar while already drunk. Going to the bar with my 12-year-old. Deputies say they were able to track Thorpe down to the Red Coconut Club, where she was spotted on the dance floor by herself with an alcoholic beverage in her hand. Apparently an unidentified patron of the bar said something that upset Amanda. Amanda said she wanted to go to Red Coconut Club, and then the daughter said she wanted to go back to the hotel room because she was tired. Amanda got livid with the daughter, gave her the middle finger, said expletive you, and then left and went to the Red Coconut Club. But then investigators say Thorpe thought the girl was with her the whole time, but the affidavit said the mother was drunk. So she had red, bloodshot eyes, uncontrollable swaying, unbalanced, and, quote, the scent of fruity purities coming from her breath. Now she has been taken into custody and faces a charge of child neglect. I'm not going to say that sounds a little Casey Anthony-esque, but it does sound a little Casey Anthony-esque. Man, you better... this, let's see, a Florida... This is a good guy, Florida. Florida man. Florida car wash worker took down a man armed with an axe. Another, at least it wasn't a machete this time. Marion County. A Florida car wash worker was caught on surveillance video taking down a man who was approaching the business armed with an axe. This, according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the Tidal Wave Auto Spa Sunday night due to a disturbance, and they found an 18-year-old worker restraining a 36-year-old suspect, Bryce Thayer. Thayer approached the car wash employees as they were closing. He was told to leave the property. He became irate. And then began approaching the workers in a, quote, threatening manner while wielding an axe. The 18-year-old lunged at Thayer to disarm him. That 18-year-old is brave. Give that dude a medal, man. He got him down to the ground, and another worker removed the axe, according to deputies. And the 18-year-old restrained that dude until the cops arrived. If they are not giving that dude a medal, I don't know what, man. That's pretty amazing. Pretty brave. And a Florida man spent more time fighting a school bus camera ticket than the actual fine itself. He spent $600 in fines and court fees fighting a $225 school bus camera violation. I don't know. I mean, sounds kind of crazy.
We are officially in a market riptide with Iran. If you have a good portfolio with good companies, just get out of the way. Don't guess what's going to happen tomorrow. Do not fight the riptide.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free how to choose the right infrared grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
On eBay, every find has a story. Like if you're looking for a vintage band tee, not just a tee, the band tee. From the last show your favorite band ever played. You wore it everywhere. Then, your BFF started glaring it. Which is cute, until they unfriended you and took it with them. Which was not so cute. Anyway, now you're on eBay. And there it is. Same tee from the same tour. Still living in your memory, rent-free forever. See? The things you love have a way of finding their way back to you. But eBay isn't just for getting whatever your ex-BFF stole back. It's also for that rare championship foul ball you caught, then heroically gave to the kid next to you. And where else are you going to find your first car? The one you wish you never sold, but now you finally get the chance to take back home. For good this time. Shop eBay for millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I know right now Ben Stiller is calling out the president saying he doesn't want him to use his movie clips for war propaganda. I mean, it sounds like a lot of people are kind of, you know, criticizing Trump, like Hollywood right now, you know, over this war thing. Is that fair?
Yeah, because everybody in the world should listen to what actors and comedians say because they're so qualified. Basically, shut the f*** up. Do your art and shut up.
I like Gene Simmons. He's saying just shut up. Do your art and shut up. That's the thing. I mean, no one's saying that celebrities, I mean, Gene Simmons is, and Gene Simmons can say that. But if you're an actor and you're going to have a political opinion, you have to realize that what you're doing is jeopardizing the ability of your audience to see you as the character that you're going to portray in your next film. Because if they get your zealous political diatribes, if they see that and that comes across as louder than your acting, guess what? The next role they watch you in, they can't suspend their disbelief to the point where they see you as that character. You've tanked yourself. There is an aura of mystery that goes along with acting that a lot of people don't understand. They get involved in it, or they just disregard it because overexposure to them is something that is to be valued. Overexposure is the death of that mystery. And to be able to have that aura of mystery as an actor and to be able to morph like a chameleon into these roles, that's incredibly important for the audience. And it's very, like, you know, Ron Perlman, after he went at me after Parkland, I can't watch Ron Perlman at anything. Yeah, and then he went after me for my last name and was trying to call me a Nazi. And I was like, well, that was my husband's family, who are most assuredly not Nazis. In fact, they were prisoners of war during Civil War. So, no, no. So I can't watch him in anything because all I see is a giant butt face that just, you know, talks smack. It's very difficult. You guys know what it's like. It's very, you see these actors that run their mouths and you're like, oh, it's so hard. Like, I like Nine Inch Nails. They're coming to Dallas. Don't think I'm going to be going to see them. I cannot, Trent Reznor won't shut up. Right. It's like, you're not, do you feel like you're not getting enough attention as a musician that you got to run your mouth like this? And it's so hard because it seems performative and contrived, which he used to not be about those things. And now it's like, he's all about those things. I don't care if somebody has a different opinion, but do you have to be a major jackass about it? That's the thing. Because when you're that, when you go that hard, it's really difficult to see you for your art. And that's a choice that these people have to make, and they can't complain about it after the fact. It's the way it is. All right, so coming up. Oh boy. We got a lot. We should talk about Texas as it's related to the SAVE Act. We've got the latest with Iran. We've got GOP. We've got more lost Canada, lost Britain. I almost said Canada. Don't know why, but I did. We're going to get into all of that and more with, and then of course, you know, the ongoing, I started a series over at Substack, The War for the Soul of the Right. And if you're a subscriber, which you should be, you're going to be getting that. And it's going to be setting you up so that you understand what some of the stuff is that you're seeing. I'm not going to try to persuade you. I'm just going to put all this stuff out there. You can make your own opinion on it.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
A KFC tale in the pursuit of flavor. The greatest insult the Colonel ever suffered was being served a wrap that was just a snack by a friend. So he took two crispy tenders, lettuce, tomatoes, and pepper mayo, and wrapped them in a soft tortilla. It wasn't a snack, it was a meal. He called it a twister and never called that friend again. The Colonel lived so we could chicken. The Twister, now back at KFC, classic or with bacon. Also try it spicy. It's finger-licking good.
Prices and participation may vary.